Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, We welcome you in our midst. We acknowledge your presence with us, Holy Spirit. Presence, there is fullness of joy. Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to hover over every area of our lives. Hover over this ministry. Hover over this prayer line. Hover over the radio. Hover over every area of our lives, each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Let the holy light of God begin to shine in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, touch our minds, touch our thoughts in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Have your way, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we surrender to you. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Spirit of the living God, we need you every second. We need you every moment. We need you every hour. We surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Invade this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Invade our home atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in this service. Take preeminence in this prayer service. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the lives of our children. Take preeminence in the lives of our husbands and wives. Take preeminence, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we totally and completely surrender to you. In the name of Jesus, we decrease and you increase. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, we love you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you for your presence. Early in the morning, you will hear our voice. Hallelujah. We extol you. We bless your name, Holy Spirit. We praise you. We worship you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Bruboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministry. We're going to bless the Lord at all times. Thank him for bringing us into the month of March, the first of the month of March. We praise God. Some started and did not make it, but it's only we made it only because of his grace. Only because of his grace. So we are grateful to Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Selah. Lift your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Selah. Hallelujah. We lift up your heads, O ye gates. The gates of Mars, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Give of Mars, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Oh, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Gates of March, lift up your heads. Gates of March 2023, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, yes, the gates of our lives, let it be lifted up this morning. In the name of Jesus, the gates of our divine purpose and destiny, let it be lifted up this morning. In the name of Jesus, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Oh, God, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Lord, we welcome you, King of glory, into the gates of our lives, into the gates of our destiny, into the gates of our purpose. Oh, God, we welcome you. Hallelujah. We bow down before you. We pray. We bow down before you. We worship you, oh, God. Take preeminence in the gates of our lives. Have your way, oh, God. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. The gates of I am that I am for a tabernacle ministry. Let the gates be opened up for the King of glory is coming in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. He is the King of glory. In the name of Jesus, gates of this ministry, Lord, we call for those gates to be opened because God, Jesus Christ, the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost is entering into the gates of this ministry. In the name of Jesus, we surrender the gates of this ministry. In the name of Jesus, to the hands of the Lord, it is his kingdom. He'll let his kingdom come. Let his will be done in us in the name of Jesus. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender to you. In the name of Jesus. Give ear to our words, O Lord. Consider our meditation, hearkening unto the voice of our cry, our King and our God. For unto thee will we pray. Our voice that I hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning, will we direct our prayer unto thee and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into the house of the Lord. As for us, we will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear, we will worship toward thy holy temple. Lead us, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of our enemies. Make thy way straight before our face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouths. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sculpture. They flatter with their tongues. Destroy thy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous in Christ. With favor will thou compass us above as with a shield. In the name of Jesus, O hear our voice, O God. Let our cries in the name of Jesus. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day handiwork, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech in the language where the voice is not heard. The line is gone out to all the earth, and the words to the end of the world. In them have you set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit under the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Oh God, let your word convert our soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Oh God, let the testimony testimony of the Lord make us wise, O God. In the name of Jesus, let, O God, in the name of Jesus, let the word of God, the law of the Lord, the Bible, O God, is perfect. Let it convert our souls, O God. In the name of Jesus, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Let the statutes of the Lord, O God, make our hearts rejoice in the name of Jesus. Let the statutes of Almighty God make our hearts rejoice in the name of Jesus. The commandment of the Lord is pure. Father, Lord, let your commandment enlighten our eyes in the name of Jesus. Oh, Almighty God, let your commandment is pure. Your commandment is holy. Let it enlighten our eyes in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, all your statutes are right. Lord God, because your statutes are right and we walk in your statutes, let there be a rejoicing in our hearts in the name of Jesus. The fear of the Lord is clean, oh God, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Oh, Father, your judgments are true and righteous altogether. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Oh, God, let us walk in reverential fear of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we can enter into the gates of divine wisdom in the name of Jesus. More to be desired a day than gold, than day than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. O God, forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus, from secret faults, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray as we keep your commandments. We know there is a great reward in the name of Jesus. We cannot keep these commandments on our own. We need the Holy Spirit to help us to keep your commandments. We need the Holy Spirit to help us to walk in your ways. We need the Holy Spirit to lead us. We need the Holy Spirit to guide us. Oh, we need you, Spirit of the living God. Keep back thy servant. Keep us back, O God, from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over us, O God. Then we shall be upright. We shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength, and you are our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, and so, God, we come to the throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Oh, God, your mercies are new every morning. Oh, God, have mercy upon us, oh, God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, rain down your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Oh, God, rain down your mercy. We truly repent for all that we have done, oh, God. That's not pleasing to you, Lord. We cry out for your mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission. Forgive us of sin of omission. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquity. Cleanse us from our sins. For we acknowledge our transgression and our sin is ever before us. Against thee only have we sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and declare when thou judgest. Behold, we were shapen in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make us to know wisdom. Purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Yekuria masandere koria seteriako. Uria sandoria kuria masandereako. Uria seteria koroma seteriako. Uria masandete de koria mase. Yekuria geya masete riako.
Conference muted.
Hallelujah. Oria Master, purge us, O God. Wipe eyes up and we shall be clean. Wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. In the name of Jesus. O God, you desire truth in our inward parts and in the hidden parts. Make us to know wisdom. O God, in the name of Jesus. Make us to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from our sins, Almighty God, and blot out all our iniquities in the name of Jesus, creating us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us, O God. Cast us not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation, and uphold us with thy free spirit. Then will we teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver us, O God, from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of all salvation, and our tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else we would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering the sacrifices of God, a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thy walls of Jerusalem. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and with whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bullocks upon thy altar. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. And so, Lord, this morning, we cover this service in the blood of Jesus. We cover our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We cover the prayer line and the radio in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, O God. O Father, we thank you for the precious blood. Almighty God, we thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we soak every cell, we soak every tissue, we soak every organ in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, O God. We soak everything concerning our lives in the blood of Jesus, O God. We soak the work of our hands in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your blood. In the name of Jesus, let your blood speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is the work of our hands. The blood of Jesus, we cover every possession, everything that we own in the blood of Jesus, O God. Father God, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. So, Father God, our footsteps with the blood of Jesus. We cover this day with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned, O God. In the name of Jesus, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, O God, but you are strong. Strengthen us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your strength. We thank you for your strength, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Father God, we pray, O God, that John the Baptist, O God, he baptized with water. But you said in the book of Acts 1:5, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Lord, baptize us, O God. Baptize us with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Baptize us with the Holy Ghost, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, there are some that have not received the Holy Spirit, O God. in the name of Jesus as they enter into this month of March. Oh, God, and keep their minds and their thoughts and focus on you. Father God, I pray that you baptize those who have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Baptize them with the Holy Ghost and fire. Baptize each and every one with the Holy Ghost and fire. Father God, some that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire need to be refreshed, oh God. A refreshed baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Refresh us, oh God. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus. When you baptize the disciples with Holy Ghost and fire before, you said that they will receive power after the Holy Ghost is upon you, and you shall be witnesses. Father God, as you baptize us with Holy Ghost and fire, oh God, let us be witnesses. We become your divine witnesses, oh God. We start, oh God, in our homes, in our families, and Lord, in our neighborhoods, our cities, oh God. Oh God, let us be witnesses to you. Oh God, as we receive the power, when you baptize us, we receive the power. When you refresh us, we receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Our God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost, oh God, and he went about doing good. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let us be witnesses. In the name of Jesus, oh God, witnesses of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, empower us, oh God, to do your work, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that the prayers group be in one accord, oh God. Let there be no disunity in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us walk in oneness. Let us walk in unity in Christ Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, send us, we hear a sound from heaven, a rushing mighty wind. And, oh God, let the sound of heaven as a rushing mighty wind fill our homes, oh God, with the Holy Ghost. We fill our hearts with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. The sound from heaven, a rushing mighty wind, let it fill our house, our homes, oh God. Fill our physical wombs, oh God, our spiritual wombs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your children receive the Holy Ghost, oh God, to be witnesses. Let your children receive the Holy Spirit to empower them to do your work, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that the Holy Spirit move across each and every one this morning. Those who have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit with evidence in speaking in tongue, oh God, I pray they will desire that gift in the name of Jesus. There's no way you can be in the kingdom of God for 50, 60 years and have not received the gift, but it's never too late, oh God. So Father God, those who want to receive the gift, whosoever will, freely you gave us, oh God, let them receive the anointing of the gift of the Holy Ghost with a fire. Baptize them right now in the name of Jesus with fire, oh God. Let the Holy Ghost fill their homes. Let the Holy Ghost fill their dwelling places. Let our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit fill, oh God, our bodies. Let us walk by the Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, your word says in the book of Acts 2:4, they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Father God, let each and every one who have never received the gift of the Holy Spirit, Father God, let the Holy Ghost fall upon them, O God. In the name of Jesus, let them, O God, speak with other tongues, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, but whosoever will, O God. Who wants to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? Holy Ghost, Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. Father God, the Holy Ghost is to empower us in ministry. The Holy Ghost is to make us be witnesses in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, the Holy Spirit lead us, and the Holy Spirit guide us. Father God, Jesus Christ, your Son, when he was baptized with water, the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove and lightning, oh God. In the book of Matthew 3, the Spirit of God, and when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, there are a lot of people who feel that they don't need the Holy Spirit. We cannot make it without the Holy Spirit. Jesus never walked in signs and wonders until he, the Son of God, received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. Let the Holy Spirit, upon those that have not received the gift of the Holy Spirit, descend upon each and every one. And those of us that need refreshing, descend upon us as a dove and lightning, O God. In the name of Jesus, descend upon us as a dove. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And God, you said, when the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus as a dove, oh God, you said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Father God, you said those words. As your Holy Spirit has received the gift of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, as we allow you also to descend upon us as a dove and lightning, I will allow you to empower us, Lord, and you will say, this is my beloved daughter, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Lord, we want you to be well pleased with us. Hallelujah. We are not going to sit around and reject gifts because of religiosity. Religious tradition, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So empower us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, with the Holy Ghost and with power, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the book of Acts 10:38, you anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Lord, anoint us with your Holy Ghost and with power. So in all God, Holy Ghost and power, that we'll go about doing good and doing the works of ministry, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Oh Father God, the anointing is for a purpose. Father, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. In the name of Jesus, refresh our minds. Refresh our thoughts, oh God. We need a refreshing. In the mighty name of Jesus, refresh us, almighty God. Refresh us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We will extol thee, O God, our King. We will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day we will bless thee. Psalm 145. We will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness, hallelujah, is unsearchable. One generation shall praise our works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And we will declare thy greatness. We shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of thy glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Your kingdom, O God, is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. Let us have hearts of humility. Humility, O God, in the name of Jesus. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand, and thou satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways. The Lord is holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Our mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all let all flesh bless his holy name forever. In Jesus' name, forever and ever, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God. We bless your name, O God. We give you the glory, O God. We give you honor, O God. We magnify your name. We thank you, O God, for your presence. For in your presence, O God, there is fullness of joy. We thank you, Lord, for restoring unto us the joy of our salvation. In the name of your salvation, O God, in the name of Jesus, where would we be without you, O God? We need you every second. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, this morning we pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, Lord, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, in the name of Jesus. O Father, this morning, as we pray Ephesians 1:17-23, O God, we receive the impartation, open our eyes, illuminate us, O God, enlighten us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, Lord, we put on the full armor, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we put the armor on our spouses, on our children, on our grandchildren, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, invade each and every one of us, O God. Oh, and you say, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. Father, we hunger and thirst after you, after your righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to be witness for Jesus Christ, O God. Oh, Father God, lead us and guide us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we once again surrender to you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're going to go into worship. We've been praying since 5 a.m. We're going to go into worship and come right back in Jesus' name.
If I live only for you, Ora Makoyara, my life depends on you. Oh God, my life depends on you. My life depends on you. My life depends on you. Like a baby in the hands of a mother, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Lord, I'm safe in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, my life is in your hands. I surrender my life to you, O God. Father, I rededicate my life to you, O God. Let this be a new beginning. You said, Lord, you will do a new thing. So you not know it, O God. Father God, we want you to do a new thing in our lives. Oh God, a new thing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you for, as we, oh God, hallelujah, for the winds of revival, oh God. Father God, we thank you that revival starts in our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that we will live according to what you want us to live. Repentance, oh God, and teach us how to forgive as you forgive us, to love as you love us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, as we enter this month, oh God, we cannot make it without you. We cannot even breathe without you. The breath is in us is yours. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we want to do what is right in your sight. In the name of Jesus, teach us to walk in your ways. Empower us to do what is right. Let us be witnesses, starting with in our families, in our local communities, in our homes. For God, witnesses for Jesus Christ. That others may come to know him, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we will fulfill the great commission in the name of Jesus. Evangelize not only by what we say, but by how we live, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray for the spirit of evangelism. Holy Spirit, to rest upon us. Give us creative ways, O God, to bring others to Christ, O God. Teach us how to serve, to be your servants, and to serve one another in love. In the name of Jesus, Father God, help us. Help us. We need you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oria masanderiako. Oria masanderiako. In the name of Jesus. Oria masanderiako. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we praise his name. Father God, help us to walk in your ways. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to just give you a short word of Matthew 13. Matthew 13, 58. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And they took offense at him, but Jesus said to them, only in his hometown and in his own household is a prophet without honor. And he did not do many miracles in his hometown because belief. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible tells us without faith it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. When you have that faith and belief that there's an anointing on your leader or your pastor or and you believe it and you have that faith, hallelujah, the anointing works when you pull on the anointing, when you have faith, when you believe. And as you believe, you will receive the miracles and the signs and the wonders. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And this is why Jesus did not do, and he is the Son of God. You know, everything we do, we should use Jesus as our example. Yes, we thank God for all the prophets, which is a foreshadow of Jesus. But Jesus can look and read the Gospels and look at the life and what he did. And let it be, my sisters and brothers, your example. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Why Jesus did not do many miracles in that town? Because, and sometimes in our lives, when people don't have that faith and belief in the anointing is upon somebody's life, if you don't have that faith and belief, you will not be the anointing that you do not respect, you will never receive from. And sometimes people will say, oh, I respect, you're not respecting the individual. You're respecting the anointing that God placed on that individual life. Because you got to look at it, God placed an anointing on that person's life. And you have to, even if that person is 5 years old, you respect the anointing that God placed. And then when you respect the anointing, you receive from that anointing. Hallelujah. And the anointing is from God. It's God's anointing. Hallelujah. That's why David was not allowed to touch Saul because King Saul was God's anointed. Amen. And David could not touch God's anointed because of that. Hallelujah. And so we have to take the Bible and look at examples, especially I always look at the examples of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So if you want to receive from the anointing from that person, you have to respect the anointing upon that person's life, the anointing upon the pastor's life, the minister's life, whichever ministry you're in. You respect that anointing. And one thing I love about God, everything he does is free, is freely. You don't have to accept it because everything is of your own free will. Okay? So nobody will force you. You got to respect the anointing. No, nobody will force you. You have to have your own free will. Believe that the hand of God is on a person's life. Believe. that is on the person's life. And then you will receive, and you're not receiving from that individual, you're receiving from God the Father. Because God placed that anointing upon their lives. Hallelujah. To empower them to do what? His will. So the town of Nazareth did not receive. The Father looked at him as a carpenter's son, always look at you before you became a Christian. People always judge you for the, okay, she lived this life or he lived this life. Oh, and so people have a tendency to judge you according to the life before you met Christ, according to the life you lived before you met Christ. And it's so sad because you are now a new creature in Christ. When you receive Christ, you're a new creature. All things are passed away. God do not come and remember all those things that humans will remember. And not because God, though, because God chose not to remember when I was in darkness, what I did in darkness, when I was in the kingdom, the dark kingdom, when before I received Christ. God don't have to, he knows all the things we did, but he, when we receive Christ, he drops us in the sea of forgetfulness. He chose not to remember that because you are now a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is why sometimes people will not receive because they're still going. People will bring things up when you are 18 years old and judge you based on 18 years. I'm going to be 60. Can you bring judgment on things at when I was how many years ago, 40-something years ago? And this is what people do. And if you when you do that, you then you don't receive. Receive a tangible anointing. You don't receive from that anointing. The anointing that you don't respect is the anointing that you don't receive. And if it is a form of godliness, you still won't receive because it's just a habit of you. Oh, it's just a habit to come on the prayer line. It's something. No, but when you come, any you go to church, everywhere you go, prayer meetings, you go there with an open heart to receive from God. Because many times we miss answers because of our mindset, the way we think. Hallelujah. Let the mind of Christ be in us. So as you walk into this March month, I've been praying since 5 a.m. As you walk into the month of March, your heart's on things above and not things below. God has brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When Jesus, when they caught the woman in the act of adultery, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, he that, what, that has, what did he say? No sin throw the first stone. So if you go around judging people when God has not, is finished with them and you continue judging, that's the same measure you will be judged. I don't know. You have to come to receive from God to be. But I don't know about you children. You know, I have to stand in the gap for my husband. I have to stand in the gap my brothers, my sisters, and my brothers, and their children. They call me all the time to pray and for them, and I have to stand in that gap for them. And therefore, it's a responsibility when we have to stand in the gap for our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews and friends. It's to have to stand in the gap for those of you on the prayer line. When the Lord wakes me up and says, do A, B, C, I have to stand in the gap and pray. I don't go into questioning and asking. It's not for what I see or hear. It's what God says to pray for that person, pray for this thing. And so what when you have to stand in the gap for others, including yourself, you have to walk in the holiness and righteousness of God. So what it is, you become very self-conscious as you grow in the Lord. You become self-conscious. You want to do what is pleasing, because I wouldn't want for me to pray for you and the prayers not answer because of sin or thing in my life. No, I want the prayers. So I have to walk holy and righteous unto the Lord. And once the Holy Spirit said, don't do this, don't do it, because I will be held accountable to Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. So if you want to receive, okay, what anointing if you want to know about the anointing that is on a person, what is the name of the ministry I am, that I am, Brent Tabernacle Ministry? What is the name? You look at Exodus 3:14, and God anointed Moses. Hallelujah. Moses is a typology of Jesus Christ. What did Moses do? What was Moses' assignment? To take the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land. So the anointing that Moses had on him was anointing to take the children of Israel out of Egypt and to anoint a leader. Hallelujah. So it was one or 2 million people that came out. In fact, Moses got tired of judging. His father-in-law told him, no. So what did God? God took the anointing to see how highly Moses was anointed. He took that anointing and he was able to take, he took that as the spirit, the anointing. He took part of the anointing that was on Moses and he was able to give it to 70 elders. So do you know the measure of the anointing that Moses walked in? And then God took it off it and gave it to the 70 so they can do the work in, with the children of Israel in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Moses spent time in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. God spoke to Moses plainly. So sometimes you're in the ministry and you don't know the impact. You don't know the what's about the ministry. Anytime you want to know something, look at the name and begin to read the name. Jesus Christ said, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. So Jesus is, I am. Hallelujah. So that the anointing that's on Jesus Christ should rest upon each and every one. Hallelujah. But because we have become so familiar with the anointing, receive. Father, I thank you this morning for your word. Thank you, Lord. I pray as we enter into March, oh God, that we receive in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you will say, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased. That will fulfill our divine assignment. That your perfect will be done in our lives. Wherever we go, that we respect the anointing on others' lives, because that anointing is from you, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we help us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, bringing us into the month of March. We thank you for breakthroughs and deliverance. We thank you for turning things around in our favor. We thank you, Lord, for the fruits of the Holy Spirit being exemplified in our lives. So, Father, we give you all honor and all glory. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of Almighty God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen.